I love your word. We're going to continue our series today. I love your word. How many has been reading in three chapters today? Anybody here been sticking with three chapters today? Several of you? How many say, Pastor, I've been reading them, but I've kind of had a bad week? Anybody want to be honest? All right. How many know it's okay sometimes to have a bad week? The important thing is you get back up and keep going, okay? So if you had a bad week, I encourage you today to say, don't stop just because you had a bad week, okay? Pick it back up. We want a 60 days. We decided here that 60 days, we were going to read three chapters of the Bible a day for 60 days here at Destiny Church. And I tell you some amazing things that have been happening. Many of you are growing. God is growing you in your hunger for the Word. You're opening up and seeing things for the first time. Maybe you've never seen the Scripture. And the Word of God is speaking to you. We talked about how the Word of God is our daily bread and how God wants to daily give us of His Word. He says that He's daily got a blessing for us. Daily, He wants to speak to us. And He does that through His Word. We talked about how He's the water of life and how we learn to drink from His cup. And He talked about those who would drink from His cup would never thirst again. And how He says that springs of living water would come out of us. When we put the Word of God into us, it's going to come to life and be like a spring that just flows out of us. And today we know this, that God's Word is what? He is the breath of God. Everything inspired comes from the breath of God. And God's Word is also called the breath of God, and God breathes on it. And when I read God's Word and I take it in, I'm taking in the breath of God. The breath of God and how powerful that is. And we know how long can we live without food? How many? 40 to 60 days without food. How long can we live without water? 7 to 10 days without water. How long can we live without air? Minutes, right? Okay. So this is an important thing. I think God was trying to really teach us a correlation. God doesn't do anything by accident. Everything He says to us in His Word relates. And there was a reason why He related the Scripture to daily bread, to food, to water, and to breath. Because He knows that we cannot live without those things. And as well, we spiritually cannot live without the Word of the Lord. So a Christian is our lifeline. It's a thing that keeps us going, that we cannot make it just coming Sunday to Sunday. We'll only go so far. You'll always struggle. But to get over the hump, to go to a higher level, a higher dimension, what God has for you, it comes to those people who say, God, I want to learn to take in what Your Word says. God, I want to learn to see Your Word, to breathe Your Word, to read Your Word, to live Your Word, and allow it to come alive. Some people say, I'm waiting for God, Pastor, to speak to me. God, just speak to me. I'm like, God has spoken. It's right here. We'll just open it up and read what He said. We'll save ourselves a lot of problems. I just don't know what kind of boyfriend I should choose. Why do I always choose the wrong guy? Any girls here have that problem? Okay, you know what I'm talking about? Let me tell you. The Word of God is very clear about the kind of man that you can choose. The kind of man you should look for. I just don't know how to treat my teammates. This guy's getting on my nerves. I got a co-worker, the boss. Oh, how do you act? The Word of God is very clear. It tells me how I'm to treat others and how God will bless and exalt my life if I will do these things. How do I work my marriage? How do I handle my finances? How do I handle health issues? It's all in here. How do I run my business? It's all in here. How do I raise my children? It's all in here. How do I treat my spouse? It's all in here. How do I work my job? It's all in here. It's in the Word of the Lord. And so we're learning to take these things in. I want to learn from the wisdom of the Lord. I want to breathe that in. Today we're going to talk about seeing with spiritual sight. Seeing with spiritual sight. Let me read this verse to you, just as an example today. Psalms 103, verse 3. Let's read this together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Look what it says, and forget not His benefits. And look at this. Who forgives all your iniquities, that's our sins, and who heals all of our diseases. Now, how many people today have ever had anybody ask you this question? Well, does God really heal all sickness? Well, most of it, or part of it, or almost all of it, but there's some things He won't heal. Well, does God really forgive me in my past? Does God really forgive me in my sins? Does God really erase? Because I've done some really bad things in my life. I've done some things that I'm really ashamed of and not proud of in my life. Does God really forgive me those things already? Or do I need to work toward, is it going to take a while? I mean, how many Christians do we know that have these viewpoints? Well, God's Word says one thing, but I don't know if I always... And someone will even ask you a question, well, do you believe God heals all diseases? And you're like, well, yeah, is that a trick question? Is that, I don't, well, he heals most diseases, but not in all cases. Even we can be very, very caught off guard, and we can almost to the point where we don't know how they answer some of these questions. Why is that? Because we don't see things with spiritual eyes. And God, let me say this to you. I believe that God is wanting you to be healed in your eyes to see spiritually. I believe that God wants to touch your eyes to see Scripture more clearly. There's things in here that if we have spiritual eyes when we read it, they become very obvious to us. But if we don't have spiritual eyes when you read it, sometimes you'll read over something and not get it. Sometimes you read things and you don't comprehend it. So I'm going to talk to you today about this thought, seeing with spiritual eyes. And I only have 2 points. Someone say amen. All right, there you go. Hallelujah. Lunch is calling. I didn't see how long the points were, but they're long points. Okay. There's 2 points today. I want to give it to you. First of all, seeing with spiritual eyes, we must recognize we are blind without God. We are blind without God. And Scripture is full of this particular statement. I'm going to read it, a few verses to you in just a second. Scripture is full of when God spoke to the prophets, when God was speaking to us. Look how he referred to us. You ever thought about this? This is how God refers to the church, how he refers to his servants, how he refers to his messengers. God referred to us a lot like this. Look at Isaiah 42 and 18. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind. Now, first of all, would God be telling someone who's deaf to hear? Hear me, you deaf. I mean, he's not talking to somebody who's actually deaf. He's speaking to the spiritual, okay? Those who don't spiritually hear, those who don't spiritually see. He's not talking to the physical people right here who are physically blind or physically deaf. He's saying, hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. And then he explains it. Who was blind but my servant? Who was deaf as my messenger, whom I send? Who's a servant and messenger? That's you and I, okay? He's talking to us. He's talking to the Christians here. He's talking to the prophets. He's talking to the pastors. He's talking to the Christians. He's talking to every one of us here. He's saying, you're deaf and you're blind. Kind of a common theme we're going to see here. Who was blind as he was perfect? He's saying, you're so perfect, you got so much pride, it doesn't cause you to see the way you should. He's saying, who is blind as a person who's perfect? Some of you are such a perfectionist. You get so much pride that we don't see spiritually the way God wants us to see. Who is blind as the Lord's servant, seeing many things, but you do not observe, obeying the ears, but he does not hear? It's a common theme. It's just not here in this verse. Look what Isaiah 43 and verse 8 says. Bring out the blind people who have eyes and the deaf who have ears. He was talking to the church. Look what Jeremiah 5:21 says. Hear this now, O foolish people, without understanding, who have eyes and do not see, who have ears and hear not. Are you catching the theme here? Look what it says in Ezekiel 12, verse 2. Son of man, you dwell in the midst of a rebellious house, which has what? Has eyes to see, but does not see. Has ears to hear, but does not hear. For they are a rebellious house. You see the thread. We could do this all day long because Scripture is clear about this. Scripture is very clear about this thought, and he even talked to his disciples this way. He's like, how long are you going to not see the spiritual truths? I mean, these are the people closest to Jesus, his disciples. He even told them the same thing. Do you not hear what I'm saying? Do you not see what I'm trying to show you? This has been a common thing throughout Scripture. We can spend all morning just talking about this one thought, going from Scripture to Scripture, that when God was addressing his people, he addressed us in this way. Hey, man, you don't hear. Oh, you hear, but you don't really hear. Oh, you see, but you don't really see. He's talking about the spiritual here. He's not talking about the physical. And so we got to realize that God has got something for us, and we cannot see anything. We are blinded without God's sight. We're blinded. Is it possible to look at someone right at them in the face and not see them? Is that possible? I mean, some of you this morning, probably somebody's already looked at you and went, you're looking right at them, and they're waving at you. And you didn't even see them. You turned around, and that person's like, well, I can't believe they didn't wave back at me. That person's all snob this morning. They're not a snob. They just didn't see you. Even though they're looking right at you, and you're waving, sometimes it doesn't happen. You ever had someone honk at you next to you at a light or across the street? You're like, oh, I didn't see you. Sorry. Hey, and you wave at them. I mean, it's possible to be looking right at something and not see it. Women, you're much better at this than guys are. My wife will tell me, honey, will you please go to one of the kids' closets and get out their blue shirt and take it out of the closet? And I'll go in there and say, honey, it's not there. She'll say, yes, it is. And I'll go through every hanger just to make sure I'm right. Because like, how many knows? I've got to be right. And so I got to go through here and make sure. And I'll be like, honey, it is not in there. And she'll walk in there, oh. And she'll open the door up, doesn't even look, and pulls it right out. And you're like, oh. Oh, how God speaks to you, old woman. Shows you mysteries, things I cannot see. Any husbands relate what I'm talking about? I mean, this, how many, and then, women, you have the same problem. Now, come on. How many times can you not see your keys? I can't find my keys. I've looked everywhere. Did you look on the counter? I've looked. It's not there. And you walk downstairs and say, what is this cleanly thing here, you know? You find it. It's possible to be looking right at something and not see it, isn't it? And see, many times that's how it is in Scripture. We look right at Scripture and we don't see it. We don't comprehend it. It doesn't pop out to us. It doesn't come to life to us. And the reason why that is because many times we don't have spiritual eyes to see. We're looking through things naturally. You know, it's very important that we learn to see spiritually. It's very important that we learn to see things with spiritual eyes. It changes your life. It changes your relationship. It changes your relationship with your spouse. It changes it with your children. It changes it on your job. It changes everything you do when you learn to see things with spiritual eyes. And God is wanting us to open our eyes. That's why he's saying, open your ears, hear what I'm saying, see what I'm saying with a spiritual context. Not just with an earthly context, but he wants to open it up and let us see it. Let me give you my second point. The second point here is we've got to receive your spiritual sight. We must receive your spiritual sight. There's a story in Mark 8, chapter 22, of Jesus healing the blind man. Look what it says here. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes. Now, how many know, isn't that a good thing? Can you imagine that? How many, we have a picture of Jesus, and then, you know, when Jesus heals people, we're always thinking of, you know, he does something, stretch out his hand, and he speaks the word. But this particular time, when Jesus healed this man, he spit in his eye. This is a true story now. We don't always, you know, it's not a picture we always want, it's very comfortable, we want to think about, but Jesus actually hawked a loogie and spit in this guy's eyes. What happened? Kind of weird, isn't it? But you think about it, Jesus said, I am the living water. What is saliva? It's water. He is the living water. There's something about God's water. There's something about that coming out. So this is what happened. Jesus spat in his eye. That's the Greek word, spetatia, which means to spit. I made it up. It's not, actually. I just wanted to tell you that. But that's for you, Pastor Matt. I know you knew that. I can't get sidetracked. Okay, when he had spat in his eyes and put it in his hands, he put his hands on him. He asked him if he saw anything. Look what he says. And he looked up and he said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house saying, neither go into town nor tell anyone in the town. Now, today, I believe that this story can be very confusing if we don't understand it. Matter of fact, one time I was watching a Christian television station, and it was a very popular station. Everybody's probably got it in your home, one of the most popular Christian worldwide stations in the world. And they had a speaker on there, and he was speaking on this particular story. And as he was speaking on the story, he was talking, his whole theme was that even God doesn't get it right the first time many times. He talked about how even God doesn't always get it right. And he was using the story as a reference. And there was something in me that just rose up. It's like, that's not right. That's not right. You know, someone telling you God doesn't always get it right the first time. And I'm like, God, there's got to be a deeper meaning to the story than what you're showing here. There's got to be a deeper meaning to the story. And it really just kind of, you know, irked me. And I got back to the story and started reading it. And I read the story over and over again. God, show me what really was the meaning here. And this really just confused me what this guy was saying. And God began just to reveal it to me and show me some things here. And let me ask you this question. Is it possible that this man had his spiritual eyes healed first and then his physical eyes healed second? You ever thought about that? That God first healed his spiritual eyes and then healed his physical eyes. You see, Pastor, what makes you say that? Because look what the context. Go back one slide. And he looked up, and what's the first thing he said he saw? I see men like trees walking. Now, why would that make you think of spiritual eyes? Well, let's look at Scripture. I don't want to tell you anything. I can't back up my Scripture. So let's look at Scripture and see what Scripture says about man and trees. Psalms 1:3 says it like this. He shall be like a tree planted by what? The rivers of waters. Psalms 52:8 says it like this. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. Psalms 92:12. The righteous shall flourish like what? A palm tree. And he grows like a cedar. Jeremiah 17. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like what? He shall be like what? A tree planted by the rivers of water, which spreads out its roots by the rivers. Matthew 7:17. Even so, every good tree bears what? Good fruit. But a bad tree bears bad fruit. Now, how many know when Jesus was talking here, he wasn't trying to teach us agriculture? Oh, by the way, let me just waste some time and tell you that a good tree produces a good fruit. Now, he was speaking to the spiritual man here. We know this to be very true. He was speaking in a context that we could understand. So all through Scripture, and we could spend all day talking about this, it backs up and says that we are compared to trees. And we're to have deep roots like trees. We're to bear much fruit like trees. We're to grow solid spiritually like trees. And so when this man had his eyes touched and he opened up and he says, I see men like trees. I wonder if Jesus wasn't trying to say something. You say, Pastor, how do you know that? Well, let's look at the context of this. Let's go back up now and read it. Let's read the story in Mark chapter 8, verse 13. Let's see the context of this. Now, his disciples, look what his disciples of him. Then he left them, talking about his disciples, and they got back into the boat, and they crossed the other side. The disciples had forgotten to bring the bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast, that's the bread, of the Pharisees and that of Herod. They discussed this with one another and said, it is because we have no bread. They're thinking Jesus is upset at them. This is what happened. They think Jesus is really mad at them because they only brought one loaf of bread. And Jesus says, hey, be careful. Watch out for the bread of the Pharisees and of Herod. And they're like, oh, Jesus is mad because we only brought one loaf of bread. And Jesus, hearing their discussion, look what he says here at the last. Jesus asked them, why are you talking about having no bread? I mean, Jesus gets really frustrated here. Look what he says here. Do you still not see? Do you still not hear? Do you still understand what he's saying? He says, are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? And don't you remember? He says, don't you remember when I broke the five loaves with the 5,000? How many baskets full of pieces did you pick up? They replied, 12. We picked up 12 baskets full. You fed 5,000 men with a little bit. Remember Jesus broke that story? We know the story how he fed the 5,000. He says, there's 12 baskets left over. He says, another time when I broke 7 loaves and I fed 4,000 men with 7 loaves of bread, how many baskets full did you pick up? They answered, 7. He said to them, do you still not understand? You see, there was something happening here. They thought Jesus was talking. He was mad because they didn't bring enough bread. And Jesus says, oh, you're not understanding what I'm trying to teach you here. You're not seeing it with spiritual eyes. You're not hearing it with spiritual ears. He's saying this. You think I'm talking about daily bread. You think, why would I talk about daily bread? Why am I worried about you bringing one loaf? You guys have seen how far I can take one loaf, okay? He's like, you know, I can take one loaf and I can multiply it to feed 5,000 or 4,000. That's not the problem here, okay? There's 12 of you. I can make one loaf stretch, believe me. And of course, we think that, yes you can, Jesus, you've already done it twice. But he's saying, you see me do all that, but yet you think I'm talking about real bread. And he goes on, and in the very next verses, they brought the blind man to him. And that's when he laid his hands on him. And he says, what do you see? He says, see men like trees. And he lays them back on him, and he sees clearly. Was Jesus not trying to teach his disciples? Was he trying not to teach us that there is a spiritual thing that he wants us to see? I believe in my heart that Jesus healed this man so he could see spiritually first. And then he healed him again so he could see physically. And today, I believe Jesus wants to heal our eyes. He wants to heal our eyes and let us see spiritually. I believe today that he wants you to have a spiritual sight that you don't have on your own. That you can't get on your own. It only comes when you allow our Master, our Lord and Savior, to touch our eyes and say, Jesus, help me to see spiritually. Help me to understand spiritually. How many times is God speaking to us every day and we blow it off or we don't comprehend it because we don't have the spiritual eyes to see? Today, I believe God wants to touch your eyes spiritually. So when you're reading his word, it's just going to come alive. It's going to jump off to you. So when you live your life every day, that you can see spiritually what God's wanting to do. I'm going to ask the praise team to come back up here this morning. And as a deal, I want you to just bow your heads real quickly where you're at today. If you're here this morning and you say, Pastor Gene, you're talking about seeing spiritually. But first of all, I need to be right with God. I've never asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I've never asked him to forgive me my sins. Or maybe you have, and you did it a long time ago, but you realize you haven't lived for God in a long time. And today you say, I'm ready to come back and renew my relationship with Jesus today. I want to make sure heaven's my home, and I want to learn to live for him. I want to become a Christian today. I want to give my heart to God. I want him to take my sin. So I'm going to ask you just to bow your heads. I don't want you looking around. I'm not going to embarrass anybody at all. I promise you, we will not embarrass you at all. I want to give you a chance today to make that decision. Nobody's looking but me today, but if you're here and say, Pastor, I want to learn, and I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Can you just raise your hand where you're at? I want to give you that opportunity. Can you raise it high? Thank you. Anybody else want to join this person today? Thank you. Anybody else want to join these two today? No one's looking but me. Anybody else here say, Pastor, I'm ready today to give my life to Christ. I'm ready to make that step. Anybody else here today, you want to raise your hand, say, that's me. Today, I want you to do something with me. We're all going to pray this prayer, especially those who raised your hands today. Let's repeat this prayer after me. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I give everything I am to you today. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your love. From this day forward, I will live for you. I believe you are the Messiah. I'm going to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, you meant it from your heart. We say, welcome to the family of God. Amen. Yeah. Now listen, this is, if you prayed that prayer today, it's just a start, okay? This is not the end-all of end-all. It's just a start of a journey. It's the start of a journey that you're taking upon that says, God, I want to live for you. And it's, Jesus knows this. He says this, that we will be known as trees by our fruit. That means we're going to try to live for him. We're going to do our best to get back on a journey that's pointed toward him, that's according to his word. I'm going to be in church faithfully. I'm going to begin to read his word. I'm going to get around people who can love on me and help me. It's a beginning journey today. If you don't have a church home, we definitely are here to help you and want to love you and just help you on your journey. I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet today. Is everybody looking at me today? How many today said, Pastor, I want God to heal my spiritual eyes. I want to see spiritually. Anybody here today? In fact, I'm going to ask you this question. Today, if you want God to heal your eyes spiritually, that you can see new things, that you can hear his voice very clearly, I want you to come to the front today and join me along the front of the auditorium here this morning, around the altar. If you're here today and you want God to heal your eyes spiritually, to see clearly, I want you to step out of your seat. I want you to join me in the front today. Can you step in close, guys? Make room for everybody. some more room here to the left, guys. You can come on in. Fill up the space here. Today, I believe God today is going to do something really big in your life. I believe today God's going to take away the scales that have been there. They've kind of clouded your vision. They've clouded the way you perceive things. But today God's going to give you a new understanding, a new way to hear things, a new way to see things. Your spirit man's going to come awake in a way it never has before. It's because you're going to allow God to touch your eyes. So I want you to do this thing right here. I want you to feel comfortable today. I want you to raise your hands to heaven. I'm going to say a prayer over you. Now, if you say this prayer, we get up this prayer, we're going to sing this song together. This is cement this time. But Father, right now, I pray for every person up here at the front today. It says, God, they want their eyes to be healed. In fact, I want you to take one hand and put it on your eyes. Just take one hand and put it over your eyes. Father, right now, Lord, as we put our hands on our eyes, Lord, it's a symbol, God, of you touching our eyes. So I pray today, Lord, we receive our spiritual sight. God, we receive our spiritual sight today, God, that you would allow us to see new things in Scripture, new things in your spirit. We hear from you, God, clearly. God, I pray right now that, God, you would take away the clouded vision. That, God, you would allow us to see things in the spirit realm, things we've never seen before. New revelation, God. New things. Hear your voice clearly. See your direction clearly for my life. Lord, I pray that every day, God, even starting today, God, there's a newness, God, that's coming to our life. There's a freshness of your Holy Spirit that's coming, God. It's being imparted as we learn to see you clearly. As we learn to see other people, God, with new eyes. We see our problems, Lord, clearly. We see your scripture clearly. We see our family, our spouse, our children, our job more clearly. The ministry, serving, we see it more clearly because, God, you are allowing us to see things through spiritual eyes. And, Father, I pray right now, God, you take away those scales. Take away anything that's clouded our vision. And, God, man, we have clear eyes to see you. Clear eyes to hunger after you. Clear eyes, God, to absorb everything you have for us in the fall of the direction of your Holy Spirit today. Now, let's raise those hands together and let's sing this part again.
You're all I want.
Come on, tell them.
You're all.
No.
many know 3 chapters a day keep the scales away? You can write that home right there. You take it home with you right there. 3 chapters a day keep those scales away. God, help me to see spiritual eyes. Justin, I want you to dismiss us in prayer today. You guys go from here in God's glory. Justin, bless us in prayer this morning.
Oh God, we want to thank you so much for the revelation of your word, God. And Lord, how after our spiritual eyes are open and the scales fall off, we see you clearly, God. Lord, we hear your word so clearly, God. We hear your voice so clearly, God. And we perceive your spirit so much more clearly than before, God. But I pray that we would walk in the freeness, God, that our blindness has gone away and that the scales have come off, God. And I pray, God, that as we read, God, and as we seek you, God, that you would take us forward, God, into a dimension that we've never seen before, God. But that we would be so much more effective in our evangelism, God. So much more effective in our service unto you. And in our praise and in our worship, God. And we can be used more effectively by you to see your kingdom come upon the earth. But we bless you now, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.